USA Radio News.
White House economic advisor Brian Deese said Tuesday that while U.S. inflation is hurting Americans in their wallets, at least they're not facing famine like some other countries. He shrugged off a question about the U.S. being on the brink of a recession.
Look, our focus is on trying to improve economic circumstances in this country. That's what we are focused on, and that's what all of our policies are designed to do.
The inflation rate hit 9.1% in June. A meteor that lit up the sky over Louisiana, Oklahoma, and Texas set off a sonic boom on Sunday night in Texas. People in towns between Austin and Houston reported hearing a loud explosion. Security cameras in Austin, Dallas, Houston, and San Antonio recorded the fireball racing across the sky. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Mike Lindell and MyPillow offering the BOGO extravaganza right now on a whole slew of MyPillow products. Now you can find all sorts of great deals on MyPillow bed sheets, Giza Elegance MyPillow, six-piece towel sets, Roll and Go Anywhere pillows, much more, all priced buy one, get one free. Go to MyPillow.com/USA, use promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175 and find you some great MyPillow products. They're all available. Oh, by the way, you can also get Mike's book absolutely free with any purchase, but you have to go to MyPillow.com/USA or call 1-800-951-8175 and make sure you use the promo code, the buy one, get one extravaganza, going on right now at MyPillow.com.
Americans are losing confidence in the economy.
Consumer confidence is falling due to worries about high inflation. The Conference Board's Consumer Confidence Index fell more than 2.5 points in July for the third straight monthly decline. The board noting rising food and gas prices continue to weigh on consumers. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Nearly 40 million Americans suffered under heat alerts on Tuesday as two zones of excessively high temperatures roasted portions of the lower 48. Parts of the southern plains from Texas to southern Missouri continued to cook as they have most of the summer. In the Pacific Northwest, the arrival of this sweltering heat is more of a shock after a relatively cool summer thus far. And pharmaceutical company Teva has reached a $4.25 billion settlement, potentially resolving thousands of lawsuits over its role in the U.S. opioid crisis. This is USA Radio News.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Turn your book idea into publishing gold.
800-215-6818. 800-215-6818. That's 800-215-6818.
Missouri Attorney General Eric Schmidt filed a lawsuit against the city of St. Louis where officials threatened to use taxpayer-funded resources to pay for abortions. That includes travel expenses for so-called abortion tourism to other pro-abortion states. Schmidt called it a, quote, blatantly illegal move to spend Missouri residents' hard-earned tax dollars on out-of-state abortions, unquote. A big arrest in the Pacific Northwest nets tens of thousands of dollars in contraband.
Two Washington State men were arrested for smuggling 91,000 fentanyl pills in potato chip containers. Juan Hernandez and Alejandro Velasquez were arrested after agents casing a parking lot in Bellingham saw them with the duffel bag and made the arrests. Fentanyl is a synthetic opioid that is approximately 100 times more potent than morphine. From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
WNBA star Brittany Griner will testify in her Moscow drug trial on Wednesday. Her attorneys presented evidence in a hearing held Tuesday. Griner has been jailed since February when screeners at a Moscow airport claimed she had vape cartridges containing hashish oil in her luggage. Griner pleaded guilty last week, saying the vape cartridges were in her luggage by mistake. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.